When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School is back in full effect, 1040 Oak Street. Awesome day outside. Going to be a little chilly willy supposedly tomorrow. Austin, is the text line down? The text stream or whatever? Text groove?
Shouldn't be.
Mine is.
Dang.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of dead just because we're on stream, but it's up and running on the computer.
Yeah, I can't get mine up. But anyways, we alluded to before we went to break, Bill Belichick obviously didn't get hired this hiring cycle to the point that, Bill Belichick, I'll talk about Bill Belichick being smart to kind of play the game within the game, but we'll get to that a little bit later. So everybody probably was a little bit, at least I was a little bit surprised he didn't get hired considering some of the places that were, looking at him. And, he had a really good, it seemed like when you heard all the reports, he had a really good interview or session with the Atlanta Falcons. Philly seemed like they were going to get rid of their head coach and hire him. The Washington Commanders seemed like that was a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. Me and DP talked about that numerous times. They were even talking about him in Tennessee and also possibly Seattle. Everybody, even San Diego, but obviously everybody knew that was Harbaugh or bust, but he was still one of the top candidates. Well, the bombshell was dropped today, early. Good mm-hmm. morning. Happy hump day. All that stuff. That and it really just dives into why Atlanta didn't hire him. Because I think after his first initial meeting or two with Arthur Blank, and they talked about him going on a $180 million yacht or super yacht or something like that with Arthur Blank, and Arthur Blank just loved him. And obviously, look, Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time. He's won however many Super Bowls, 15 wins from breaking Don Shula's record. And Atlanta is a young team. I didn't really think Atlanta, like the city, fit Bill Belichick. It's different. I mean, Bill Belichick is kidding. He's been in enough NFL locker rooms. He could find a way to handle himself in hot Atlanta. I just felt like the team was very young, from Pitts to London, all those guys, very young. But that's might what they need, and they probably would have gotten a veteran quarterback. And if the owner likes him, the player's going to like him. And he's getting instant respect, or he's going to, obviously – earn it or take it. Mm-hmm. But then it was out of nowhere. Raheem Morris obviously was well thought of, probably fit Atlanta a little bit. When the decision was made, he's like, okay, he's a younger coach, energetic, and you think he learned from his time when he was an interim coach in Tampa, and then obviously went and won a championship the Rams, and obviously was, even the previous offseason, up for a lot of jobs. Well, then this article comes out today. And I knew, listen, it was bad when essentially Tom Brady said that he left New England because of Bill Belichick. Have you seen the interview with Julian Edelman? Yeah. How bad he treated numerous players. Mm-hmm. We're from Tom Brady to Julian Edelman.
Was Edelman the one that said you played for Tom, you worked for Belichick?
Yes, yes. And then how those guys felt like, you know, they were pleading for with Robert Kraft that this have this dude treat us with somewhat respect. Gronkowski, part of the reason why, you know, he was always on the fence of playing his last few years. And then Bill Belichick essentially traded him to Detroit. He threatened to retire. He comes back for the last year, wins the Super Bowl, kind of retires, not retire, and goes to Tampa Bay with Tom. So you knew there was some, especially when you get a little bit older and you're established. We're talking about Hall of Fame players here.
Right.
Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time. Gronkowski, one of the top 10 tight ends of all time. But I'm just being very conservative. Top 10 tight ends of all time. Probably one of the top two or three tight ends of his era, and maybe the top tight end. Take Travis Kelce, you know, towards the end of his, you know, Gronkowski, Travis Kelce is the best right now. But you're thinking, when you compare Gronkowski to Gates and him, I'm going Gronkowski, right? And then you got to think Julian Edelman, probably not a Hall of Fame player, but a Hall of Fame winner, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he comes from, he's a quarterback, I think, at Akron. You know, I mean, the Atlanta Super Bowl, mm-hmm. big time catches, tough, you know, playoff. Playoff Julian Edelman is a problem. Super Bowl Julian Edelman, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. You're talking about iconic players.
Wes Welker,
all these guys.
Maroney, Dillon.
All of them. Just the same thing about New England. Now, they love the winning, so you deal with it. But once you start to get established, you're like, come on, man. You didn't gone too far, right? I mean, it is. It's like the disrespect to Klay Thompson. You just disrespectful for no reason, right? And there's one thing that you can do. You can treat players the same, but you also have to understand there's some players, especially when they're all hard workers and great teammates, mm-hmm. and that's all these guys. You know what I'm saying? They're not bad dudes.
Right.
You got to have a level. You got to have that off switch. According to this article, it wasn't. And Robert Kraft, listen, man. When Robert Kraft, you know, he's had his, you know, situations, right? I really didn't like how he did, to be honest with you, how he did Christian Peter, drafted him and then decided to cut him, you know, didn't really do any, you know what I mean? Then he obviously had some off the field issues, you know what I mean, or whatever. But I think he's obviously, you know, one of the better owners and more savvy owners, and also rational, where he sees the bigger picture, does a lot of things for a lot of players and not just his top players, and does, you know, very involved in charity work and all this other stuff. But to hear what he said about Bill Belichick, and you can see why. Remember when they played overseas? Did they play in Germany or somewhere? And the son was like, Robert Kraft Jr., I think his name is, was like, this is over. We got to get rid of this dude.
Didn't they play the Colts in Germany?
Then they lost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, if you relive, it's like, yeah, this is over. And that was like in the beginning of the season. But then here's the funniest part about it. He had signed him to an extension quietly in the offseason.
Yep.
And it was kind of like fictitious. Probably just like, you're going away. You're like, all right, I'll sign this deal. Just get you up out of here. And then
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, it changed overnight, right? So it let me know in the off season when they met. The reports coming out where Bill Belichick's coming back for one more year. Robert Kraft really wants him to break the record as the head coach of the Patriots. And then 2 days later, they was like, "All right, this ain't working.
See ya.
Mm-hmm. We're going the off season. Bill Belichick, which you would think the winningest coach, the second winningest coach of all time, 7 Super Bowls, would just be swooped up like that. Whether it's GM in name, assistant GM, he had said that he would work with a GM in New England. So he's putting it out there that he knows that he has to back up a little bit. Didn't get hired. This article comes out. they're going to run into each other somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, Bill Belichick, a big dude, man. He ain't missed the bench press day. I mean,
so why do you think Bill Belichick didn't get hired? Age, attitude, approach.
I think owners. I would have hired him. I would have hired him because I would have hired him if I wanted to. Say you were my GM
Good choice.
Right? Yeah. Right. I hired you. You better be my choice, right? I would say, listen, dude, I want your opinion, but this is my GM. You have to work together because if one of you has to go, it's going to be you. I think Bill Belichick would have been fine with that. I think he learned his personality might be dry or whatever but he knows how to win.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now I would probably address the things with him. That wouldn't have been the reason why I didn't hire him. I would have hired him because, number one, he knows what it takes to win. Number two, I would like to think, assuming, interviewing him, that he is motivated times 20, right, to prove that he isn't only a great coach because you had Tom Brady. Because that's what the talk was.
Right.
It was a battle of egos.
Yeah, but he's also, and I'm glad you brought up ego, he's got to still have that drive and that fire.
Right.
But he's also got to set some of the past behind.
Yes.
He come in ready, willing to work, resting on his laurels.
Right. And I think Bill Belichick is a football lifer. I do. I think he's going to do something with football until he can't physically do. I think he loves football. I think he loves the coach. That's why I would have hired him. And like I said, assume if he's inspired, you're going to get that, 5 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night. I think he could come in and provide things into your organization, depending, especially for Washington Commanders, especially for them.
Yeah.
Atlanta, not so much. I think Atlanta needs the personality that fits Atlanta and fits the team. I think Raheem Morris might be the better choice because he's young, energetic. He can kind of really, really get down and he's more of the player's age. You know, he's just more hip, right?
Right. They don't need a Shepherd quite yet.
Commanders, that's the dude you need because you need credibility. Mm-hmm. You need to have being able to sell him. We're getting the best coach of all time. It's like getting Vince Lombardi again. We actually are making a move right now that's going to teach us how to win with this talent, along with getting a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you put the stipulations in there, you have to hire an offensive coordinator that's innovative, right? Whoever it may, he would have done it.
Right.
Right? And
because you're not signing off on Joe Judge or Matt Patricia again.
Negative.
Or Bill O'Brien, who's obviously at Boston College, but.
Negative. Yeah, we're not doing that. No. We got one. We got one Bill. We don't need another one. So But that Robert Kraft, though, boy. Here's the thing that's funny. I'm just mad. When he picked up the phone or sent the text message or called the secretary and said, Robert Kraft needs to talk to you as soon, ASAP, as soon as possible, and Arthur Blank picked up the phone, and imagine, you know, these guys are billionaires, right? They probably got like 10 people on their phone because they ain't talking to me. You know, you are a certain elite level to be able to call them or talk to even be around them, right?
Maybe 29 other owners. And there's 31 some other owners, commish, Goodell's in their phone, and maybe an agent or two.
Yeah, and they ain't talking to all the other owners because these guys are in the clique. These are the guys that, you know, influence everybody else. So I know, I'm assuming my man Arthur Blank picked up that phone, hype. I know, you know he did.
Oh, yeah.
You just
chilled
with Bill Belichick. You up there talking about asking him, how'd you come back, you know, 28-3 or whatever it is on it. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Getting all the knowledge. You're thinking, man, if we could get this dude with our talent, whew, we here. Atlanta, Hotlanta, got the new stadium, respect. You know, had
easy division.
Right? Probably called the family up. Yeah, we got this. We got it. We got our coach. We finally got a coach. Robert Kraft said, listen, that's fool's gold. This is the dude that you do not hire him. But the best part about it, when you read the article, he called him not once, but twice.
Make sure that message sunk in.
Because you know what he did is he said he dropped you just a little nuggets, let you sleep on it. And then called you the next day to make sure you understood this is the depth of this conversation. He said, this dude is aloof. This dude is this. And matter of fact, he's arrogant. And you ain't never going to feel warm when you talk to him. So you're going to be giving away your money to a dude that don't even really like you. And you work with this man for like 20-something years. You know how many, this is the thing that would, if I was talking to Robert Kraft. I was like, okay, if you think of this about this dude, enough to call your buddy, your billionaire buddy. At what point in time did you think this? Did you realize this right here? Because it had to be when you won a Super Bowl, because he just won a Super Bowl like within the last 5 years, right? So you was okay with it when you went in, but now he, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I know, it,
convenient.
I just want to know, at what point in time did the relationship sour? And I know when it is. I know when it is. In the text line, I want you guys to think about it over this break. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to let you know. And it's I would say like this. It's verifiable because I asked somebody that's very close to the involved in the team that played there that knows all the known characters. He didn't come out right and say it because the Patriots have a code. I like the Patriots. They mafia like a mug. But he said it. But looked at me without saying it. I'm not going to dime him out. I'm going to say it. I'm going to come you back. I'm going to tell you exactly when that relationship soured. And it's amazing that they continue success after it. We're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Bill Belichick. You still my brother, though. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.